I'm Andrew Payne. Welcome to Lakeside at Home. Today's scripture is from James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that those who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check. When we put bits into our mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes a great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praising and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do words matter? That's really the heart of what this scripture is talking about. And I think you can see just from hearing this part of James that he absolutely believes that words matter. He uses a number of really evocative examples that tell us just how the tongue or what we say, our speech, how disproportionate of an effect that can be. He says it's like a rudder of a ship, a small little thing that steers the whole ship. He compares it to a spark that creates a big fire. And I think anybody who's alive knows exactly what he's talking about. You know, and that idea of a small thing making a big change, you can think about that in your own life, how something that was said, perhaps in an argument between you and your spouse, or you and a family member, or you and a friend, and once that thing was said, it just couldn't be unsaid. And even if they walked back and said, hey, that's not what I mean, it's just out there. You've probably had that experience. The power of words once they're said. Maybe that experience was a good experience. Maybe words like, I'm sorry, profoundly changed a relationship, or I forgive you, profoundly changed a relationship, sent it off in a different trajectory. But in both cases, words matter. In some ways, we don't want words to matter. We live in a time where there's a lot of words. There's a lot of people talking. You get on your phone and you get blasted with notifications. You get blasted with news articles. You get blasted with videos, with all these sorts of things. Everything wanting to talk to you, to engage with you. And that's because in this whole world, everybody knows that words matter. Engaging with people can change behavior. Companies know if they can just get little phrases into your mind that can result in the way you shop and where you shop and how you shop and what you buy. And so everybody knows this. So everybody's talking. We live in a time of unprecedented speech in words and the ability to influence other people's. Just think for a second how your great-grandparents lived and how the world they lived in meant that they were not connected to the sheer number of people we are. Think of the news sources they would have had, perhaps their local paper or the paper of a large city near them, or the three channels on TV that you know, went off the air in the evening and weren't accessible all over the place. When they had an opinion, when they spoke, what might they influence? Their circle of friends, perhaps their church, if it was a large church, maybe a couple hundred people, but their sphere of influence and sphere of opinion, all of that was pretty small. Compare that to where you live and how you live and how opinions of others, you can know their opinions from people who are speaking hundreds of miles away, thousands of miles away, across the world. And your opinions might be something, your speech might be something that is shared across many people. Just some of you have thousands of Facebook followers, and when you put something on there, thousands of people read it. It's incredible to think of the reach of our speech today. So we have this incredible reach. And yet what James is talking about is just as true today, if not more so than it was when he was writing these words, about how speech is the root of so much problem in the world. When we speak, it matters. What we say matters. When we share an opinion, we are essentially endorsing that and saying this is what we believe. And we know from all sorts of studies that people rarely, you know, do a lot of research on their own. They believe what other people who they believe tell them. And so your opinion that you express is almost, in some sense, has your credibility behind it. And it matters. It's not like we often say, I'm just saying, and my opinion doesn't matter, or I'm not, don't take this seriously, or anything like that. It's serious stuff what we say. And that's part of what James is getting at here, is that it is serious stuff. He talks about how the same mouth can curse someone in the image that's made in the image of God and praise God. And he says, you can't do both of those things. You can't be saying these things that are working against the purposes of God and then also be praising God. That's coming from a source, he says, you know, it's like a salty spring, you know, it's not possible. And so we need to really think about how we are speaking, what we are saying to others, and is that reflecting the blessing that we are to be in the world? It's almost as if he suggests what we say should be praise in some sense to what, who God is and what God represents in the world, that what comes out of our mouth should be gospel. That doesn't mean that says that we should be always talking about Jesus, but that when we talk, it should be representing the values of Jesus, representing what he is about, speaking in love, speaking in mercy, speaking in forgiveness, speaking in truth. Because what we say does matter. And it matters because we matter. The gospel was given, and Jesus Christ died for us, not so that we might just continue as we were, but to be part and be swept up in this entire project that God is about, this movement through history, the march of his people, the dream that God has for the kingdom. And when we speak, it is not something that has no place in that, but actually has a pride of place in that. When we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, when we confess that our life is to be about forgiveness and mercy and love, when we say these things, we can help speak them into existence, into who we are and into what we are. How many times, for example, have you said something, heard you say it, and realize, I really do believe that. That is what I am about. Our words matter. They can steer us to destruction, and they can steer us to faith. Where are your words steering you?